inside your life,
business,
your home,
inside your world.
This is Inside Mac with Scott Shepard.
Welcome to the Inside Mac Show. I'm your host, Scott Shepard, coming to you live from the Flash Forward Conference and Film Festival 2006 here in beautiful Seattle, Washington. I have a very special guest with us today. Today is the start of the conference with day-long and different workshops all about Flash, but right now we're going to sit down and talk with Linda Wyman. She is the creator of the conference and, of course, the creator and the purveyor of Lynda.com that does all the cool, great movie online training. They do books, a ton of stuff. We'll talk about that later, but right now we're coming to you from the Flash Forward 2006 Conference and Film Festival. We'll be right back. You want to learn all the great software on your Macintosh and get up to speed instantly? Well, you need to check out Lynda.com. Lynda.com is an educational website that offers online movie training 24/7 on Flash, Photoshop, Dreamweaver, Illustrator, After Effects, and 160 other topics. Subscribe and learn from over 11,000 tutorials for as low as $25 a month. Visit Lynda, that's Lynda.com, to check out hundreds of free sample training movies and more.
Informal,
informative,
in front of the industry. Inside Mac is on.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Show. Right now, coming to you live from the Flash Forward 2006 Conference and Film Festival, I'm here with Linda Wyman. How are you doing, Linda?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Scott? It's so nice to be here.
It is. This is very cool. This is a great venue. This is a beautiful convention center.
I know. It's the first time we've ever held Flash Forward in a professional convention center. It's kind of exciting for us.
It is. It's much more upscale than the last event you had in San Francisco that has this character that was very cool. But this is such a nice venue here, and it's so clean, and it's owned by the state of Washington, but it's very cool.
Yeah, we're really pleased to be here. It's exciting.
So this is the first day of the conference. This started off with different workshops during the day. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about registration this morning. You guys were completely overran. I mean, it was a crazy scene.
It was. It reminded me of the very first Flash Forward where we had lines three times around the block. I mean, we were just so stunned when we started this conference in 1999 at just the popularity of it. It was incredible because it was at that time the first moment in history when Flash designers and developers had come together face to face. But this morning we had about 600 people all lined up at the same time, and it was reminiscent of those old days. It was really neat to see such a big crowd.
That is cool. Let's talk a little bit about background of the Flash Forward Conference and Film Festival.
Yeah. Well, we started the conference because we saw that Flash classes were really popular at our then on-site training center. We used to have a physical classroom. And we realized that no one had ever put together a conference focused on Flash and thought that it would be a really neat idea. And little did we know that 3,500 people would show up to our door. It was sort of like the Woodstock of Flash. The first one was really pretty phenomenal. And we've had 15 conferences. We've done them in New York, San Francisco, London, Amsterdam. This is our first time in Seattle, and I've just recently purchased the conference from our partner. And so this is the first fully owned Lynda.com produced conference that we've ever held. We've, you know, made some changes. We thought it would be neat to go to a new venue and go to a more professional venue. And so you're seeing the results of some of our changes. We're very, very pleased. We have record attendance since the dot-com crash. We haven't really seen any upswing in attendance. A little tiny bump last year over the year before, but this is truly significant. We're seeing about double the people who are here.
And do you think this is because Flash is getting more popular, or do you think this has something to do with Adobe actually purchasing Macromedia and bringing all this in-house, or what do you think the whole thing is with the Flash deal? Maybe it's because now it's in Seattle and there's a lot of development going on here. What do you think is brought together and made all these people want to come learn about Flash?
Well, I think a lot of different things. You know, we've put a lot more money into the conference, and we've really upgraded the experience. We've upgraded the amount of promotion. We've, you know, spent advertising this time. I think a lot of people just didn't know about the conference, or maybe had been to past ones and just hadn't thought to go again. I definitely think the Adobe acquisition is huge news, and this is the first conference that's happened post-acquisition. So our keynote will be the first Adobe keynote since the purchase of Macromedia. And I'm sure that a lot of the loyal Flash enthusiasts out there are really wanting to see what the blueprint is for the future from Adobe, and are interested in attending the keynote and interested in Adobe's participation here. I mean, we have a great turnout. They have the Adobe technology track where for two solid days they run sessions back to back on different Adobe technologies. And they have different birds of the feather and Q&A offerings where they're going to bring people together to just talk about what they'd like to see in terms of future Flash features or how they'd like to see Adobe tools integrate with Flash. And it's a really neat opportunity to get to meet the developers who created Flash and get to meet the people who made After Effects. And I think, you know, this is a really rare opportunity. A lot of other conferences might have Adobe as a sponsor or might have them, you know, give a keynote or give a session, but this is the first time that I know of where they've produced an entire track that attendees can go to. And I'm really excited to see how it turns out, what the response to it is.
Yeah, I mean, you have Stephen Kaliski, that's the group product manager for After Effects. You have John Knack, that's the product marketing manager for Photoshop. You got a bunch of these high rollers here.
Oh, yeah. And, you know, Mike Downey, who's the product manager for Flash. And we have a lot of the development team for Audition and Premiere and After Effects and Flash and Photoshop, like you said. So it's a really rare opportunity to get to, you know, touch the lives of all the people who are using your product. I think it's a great opportunity each way. I think for Adobe, you know, they probably don't often get this kind of opportunity to really interview their customers, especially when it's, you know, via a new acquisition where they, you know, they're having to figure out what the response of their customer base is to the merger and what their expectations are. It's a great fact-finding tool for them to be here and get all this information from the attendees. And then for the attendees, it's a great opportunity to have a voice and to, you know, let them know what their expectations are. It's really neat all the way around.
So tell me about the workshops that are going on here today. Every room is packed. It's crazy.
No, it is crazy. Tomorrow, well, we had about 70% of all of our attendees who decided to take advantage of workshop day. We had 4 full-time workshops going on. One was on Flex and ActionScript 3. Another was on Flash Video. Another was on ActionScript for Right Brainers. It's a really neat all-day workshop on how, you know, creative design professionals can sort of wrap their heads around the scripting language of Flash ActionScript. And then a session from Lori Burris of Pasadena City College teaching a course on how to teach Flash. We have a lot of educators who come to Flash Forward, and the room is packed just like every other room. And she's talking about different kinds of projects that she uses to teach with and different learning resources that she uses and just her strategy for teaching Flash in the classroom.
Tell us about the event that's going on this evening. You guys have some type of a premium type party thing that's going on for your conference attendees. Tell me about what's all this about.
Well, tonight we have a VIP party, and it's for all the speakers, exhibitors, sponsors, and premium pass holders. And it's being held at GameWorks in Seattle. It's by invitation only. And GameWorks is a really neat venue, quite large, that has a lot of vintage games like pinball machines and video machines, and then a lot of modern like virtual reality games. And we have a beautiful buffet spread. It's sponsored by Adobe and drinks, and it'll be a great crowd to, you know, great mixer. I mean, you couldn't think of more ideal company to spend the evening with. So I'm really excited to attend and really excited to be at this event, because I think it's always a rare opportunity to go out and have fun and play games with your colleagues and just, you know, loosen up and enjoy yourself and play.
Okay, so then we start off the actual main show. The whole gig starts off for its regular deal tomorrow. And it's going to start off with the keynote. Tell us about the whole keynote going tomorrow.
Well, I'm sure I'm going to be as eager to hear it as everyone else. I haven't seen the rehearsal, nor do I have a script. So I imagine we're going to hear from Adobe in terms of what their future plans are for Flash and the Flash platform. And so I'm just as excited as everybody else is. I have no idea what they're going to talk about. They usually keep that pretty quiet. And I know we're going to have Business Week here and a number of industry analysts. It's really a fairly significant event in our industry. So all eyes are to Adobe to see what they're cooking up.
Okay, so after the keynote, we start off with regular conference sessions. And you have, like we said, we have the Adobe track going for the rest of the week, or actually for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. Tell us about some of the other stuff that's going on.
Well, we have 3 main tracks, and we have just a star-studded event filled with all kinds of speakers who are either talking about animation, motion graphics, sound, interactivity, design, or action scripting, or the scripting language of Flash. Mobile, we'll have some sessions on mobile. And then we have a technology showcase track, which is where we have our sponsors who give the same length presentations as our speakers do. And what's really neat about that is if you are using someone's technology for, you know, for example, I don't want to single anybody out, but I've done a couple of podcasts in the last few weeks, and I interviewed VitalStream. They are a high-speed internet provider, but they have a lot of really innovative ways to help people who want to publish Flash video to the web and streaming video. And they really have some amazing programs, and they're going to be offering them in their booth and then also describing how you would hook them up, what kind of, you know, technical requirements are needed. And it's just, again, a really great opportunity if you're using the products that our sponsors are showing in the expo hall. It's a chance to see how to implement them. We have ESRI, they're a mapping company, a GIS mapping company, and they're going to show how you can integrate Flex into using their APIs and how you might be able to, you know, make a really cool Flash website that maybe, you know, somebody would search by zip code and some kind of really cool data visualization of geography would appear as an end result because they have all this mapping data. There's just really interesting vendors, and they're going to be able to have a platform where they can really kind of get into depth and share with attendees how to implement their solutions. And I think that's also not that common at a lot of conferences. I think many conferences, you know, have vendors speak as speakers, and, you know, attendees are paying to see that content, but they sort of feel a little bit ripped off because the attendees are almost paying to see sponsors sell their wares. And we make a real distinction. You know, you're going to a session from a vendor, but people love the technology sessions because it's very clear what it is. Nobody's kind of being tricked into, you know, an information seminar that really is a sales seminar, but we make sure that they keep their seminars really information rich. And a lot of our attendees are actual customers of these different vendors, and they get to have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to hear how to implement the solutions and talk about their own personal situations. And it's just another, you know, benefit of being at a live conference where you can talk to real people.
Now let's talk about the exhibit hall floor. You have, of course, lynda.com's there with a nice big booth showing off all your great training videos. Peach Pit's there. You guys are a imprint of Peach Pit with the lynda.com press. But then you have people like Akamai and VitalStream and these other guys. Tell us about what's going on the actual expo floor.
Well, we've sold out our expo floor. We have 25 exhibitors. You know, it's everything from recruiters. We have sort of a big recruiting push at this Flash Forward to, you know, bandwidth providers to Wacom. They're selling, you know, they're pressure-sensitive tablets to individual developers. It's just a great collection of different vendors who are exhibiting. And so we're also going to have a party tomorrow night from 6 to 7:30 in the expo hall. And that'll be really nice. It'll be an opportunity for all the attendees to kind of grab a light dinner on us and get to experience the expo hall.
That'll be fun. Let's talk about the film festival. You actually have, this is the Flash Forward Film Festival. When is this going to be? What do you guys do? How's this all broken down? I know people can vote and you can preview stuff online, but how's this whole film festival deal work?
Well, this will be our 15th film festival, and it's something that we originated with the first Flash Forward, and we've done one at every Flash Forward. And what we do is we allow people on the internet to submit nominations of their favorite Flash work. They're in different categories, so like best sound, best animation, best storyboard, best storytelling, best motion graphics, best animation. There's just a lot of different categories. We have 15 categories to be exact. And so people on the internet either vote for their favorite sites, and some sites nominate themselves. And then we have a judging system where we nominate our own experts who we consider to be great judges, and we put together different judges for every single Flash Forward Film Festival. And those judges spend several months evaluating all the submissions and coming up with a list of finalists. We have four finalists in every category and one winner in every category. And so those winners are chosen by the judges. And here in Seattle, we're really excited because we have Miss Washington State, Tiffany Dorn, is going to be giving the awards. That's going to be really fun. Also, then we have one award that is called the People's Choice Award. And that's the one award that where people on the internet get to vote on their favorite website out of all the nominees. And so we have one People's Choice Award, and that is voted on, and that is voted by everybody on the internet.
What kind of prizes do you guys give away for do the winners win anything? Do they get plaques? Do they get free cars? I mean, what do you guys give away for the film festival?
Well, we have a really wonderful award. It's about a 4-pound rubber orange arrow. And we have them, you know, a custom die made, and they're very special. And they have a little stainless steel plaque that has the winner's name on it. And we've been giving these out for, you know, the last 6 years. And it's a very coveted award. I'd say it's, you know, the equivalent of the Academy Award of Flash.
Now, Lynda, the Flash Film Festival is actually a separate component. So if people want to actually come to Seattle, or if they're in Seattle or the area and want to come on Wednesday evening, you guys are selling tickets, or is there a way to get in separately from the conference?
Yes, there is. In fact, the conference is completely sold out. We realized today that we didn't have any more swag we could give to anybody. And we, you know, every single attendee who comes gets a workbook and a lot of different, you know, giveaways. And we actually cannot sell any more tickets because we have no more giveaways. And so what we do have however, our tickets for the film festival itself, that never included any swag, so we're fine there. And what it does include is you can come all day to the exhibits, you can come to the Adobe Technology track, you can come to the Tech Showcase track, and you can attend the film festival and the film festival after party. And that ticket is only $49, and we do have many for sale. So if people live in the Seattle area, they're welcome to come by. They have to buy tickets at the door. And the festival starts at, I believe, 7:30 on Wednesday night. And I think tickets will be on sale all day up until about 6 or 7. So come a little early to buy the ticket, because in addition to the film festival, you'll get to walk the trade show floor and attend some sessions if you want to.
Very cool. Now, where can people find out more information? There's got to be a website for the conference, maybe some stuff for the winners from the film festival. If they can follow up, they didn't get the chance to make it here. There's going to be another Flash Forward in Austin coming up here in the summer. Tell us about that and where we get more information on the whole gig.
All right. Well, the Flash Forward website is flashforwardconference.com. And right now, it's still got the Seattle information up, but in a couple days, as soon as this conference is over, it's going to flip over to the Austin conference. And the Austin conference is September 11th through the 14th in Austin at the Austin Hilton. The really neat thing is on the 15th, Austin City Limits starts. So a lot of us are staying through the weekend because that's a really big music festival and really kind of a neat segue from one creative event into another creative event. And also, we do run Flash Forward podcasts. If anybody likes to subscribe to podcasts, they can come over to the website and get a hold of our feed. And we interview a lot of our speakers and talk about Flash related information. And as well, we have a blog, which is very active. And so people should just come on over to flashforwardconference.com and they'll be able to soak up all they can soak up.
Very cool. Thank you very much, Linda.
Thank you so much. It's nice to see you here, Scott.
You're listening to Inside Mac live from Flash Forward 2006. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to unleash the power of DVD? With DVD XDV, the power is within your grasp. DVD XDV converts your DVDs into broadcast quality video. Video clips from DVD XDV are ready to use in iMovie, iDVD, or Final Cut Pro. To learn more, visit DVDXDV.com. Macintosh for the new millennium.
This
is Inside Mac.
Welcome back to the Inside Mac Show. That was very cool. That was Linda Wyman. She was the creator and is the creator of Flash Forward Conference and Film Festival. Also the purveyor of Lynda.com, the very coolest place for online training. You can check that out at Lynda.com. That's Lynda. And of course, all the information at flashforwardconference.com. I'm your host, Scott Shipper. We're coming to you live from the Flash Forward Conference and Film Festival 2006 here in beautiful Seattle. We'll be here all week, and tomorrow we'll be coming to you live with the keynote in its entirety. I'm your host, Scott Shipper. And for more information on Inside Mac, you can go to InsideMacRadio.com.